to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I am going to be talking about some stuff that's been on my mind lately in terms of, like, my creativity and as far as my projects have been going and just how, just the trials and tribulations of being an aspiring filmmaker. And so, if that's something that interests you, please feel free to sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Alright guys, hello and welcome back to episode 24 of the podcast. This is something that I've been wanting to talk about a little bit. It's been something that's weighing on my mind a lot. And it's just been, if I gotta be 100% honest, is that I am once again just hitting a slump in terms of trying to get a script written and trying to get stuff done. It's just been very difficult trying to force myself to sit down every day to write a script and having, like, barely anything to fill a whole page when I myself have a story that I really want to do and I know how I want it to go and how I want it to end. It's just been so hard trying to fill in that middle part to build a bridge to connect the beginning and the end. And it's just, I don't know. I haven't been, like, losing sleep over it or anything, but it's just been weighing on my mind a lot. And then, for instance, I'm recording this episode super late. As you guys typically know, I release the episodes every Sunday. Right now, I'm recording this, like, at about 10:30. Or what? No. Oh, my gosh. 11:30 p.m. on Sunday. So, this is going to come out super late, probably around 11:50. So I still want to release it just to remain consistent with that Sunday release date, but it's just one of the causes. It's really slipped my mind, and it hasn't really been the best thing. Honestly, it's just been so difficult trying to get a film made, and I almost feel as if I, like, owe it to certain groups of people who keep asking me, why don't I do this, or when can I expect this, because, I mean, I do respect a lot of their, I want to put out films, I want to do projects, like, don't get me wrong, I want to make those people happy. It's just been very difficult, and at this point, it's really just my own fault, because I overextend myself, and, dates and plan dates really don't go as much as I plan, so that's been really rough. That's really the main difficult part, is just trying to come up with a consistent just schedule of shooting a project, editing a project, and releasing it. That's just been the main struggle, and I'm still trying to figure out how to work it out. It's just been really hard, because there's some people in particular that I feel like I owe them a project, because that's all they've wanted to see from me, and I feel like I've kind of failed in that regard. It's been about, in about a week or two, about 8 months since I last filmed a movie, and I had intended to do stuff even during the pandemic and everything, and even around the summer, but once again, things just got postponed, and it was just me being lazy and couldn't really get anything done, and that, once again, falls upon me, because Mag Films is not what I want it to be in the end game. It's not a group of people, it's not a collective team. I mean, I got my friends helping me do this stuff, but at the end of the day, Mag Films is just me. I don't have an editor. I'm the one editing. I'm the one with the equipment. I bring the equipment. I'm the one setting everything up. I get the props. I write the scripts. I do everything on my own, and it is just, I wouldn't say 100% on my own, but for the most part, I'm doing stuff on my own with little assistance, and it's just been, it's taken its toll, and I've been having a lot of self-doubt as to whether I can get this thing off the ground, and part of me just keep pushing, like, thank God for that inner voice that's telling me not to give up, because if I didn't have that, I probably would have stopped a long time ago. But I hope that in the long run, something will come along and something will get finished. and I'll get something done, because at the end of the day, this is what I love. This is all I know how to do, pretty much. And this is all I know how to do, and something that I'm good at. So I definitely want to make this a career. Not to mention that it's been pretty difficult with school been going on, and it's starting to pick up pace now, so I'm starting to remain consistent with my classes, as I do want to undo my mistakes of the past, as you guys know, with my experiences with high school and everything, and just not being a generally good student. When I have a chance right now to get straight A's, not only get straight A's, but keep straight A's, and I'd say that keeping it is almost just as stressful, if not more stressful, than getting them. So that's been really tough, and just procrastination in general, guys, that is my biggest flaw, and that's like my biggest opponent, like at the end of the day, is just procrastination. Because honestly, I will just put things off until the last possible minute, or deal with things in the last possible minute, and it's just not the best thing. I keep telling myself that, but I still fall victim to doing it every single time, whether that be personal stuff, whether that be school, whether that be this, as you guys just witnessed. It's just, I don't know. But I gotta keep pushing. Ugh. It also doesn't help that I feel like I am getting a little bit of competition, as I'm seeing, like, my peers, like, through, like, social media. I'm seeing, like, former classmates that I used to go to school with. They're starting to follow in the same career paths as me, trying to do films. And some of them are even getting their own films off the ground, and they're releasing them through Instagram or YouTube. And they're getting really good success right off the bat. And sometimes I might even get a little jealous and say that this person might do a better job than me. And this person's able to get... they're able to get stuff done. And that's also been weighing on me, because it's also been very hard, as it's very hard for me not to beat myself up, as it is something that I do, and I know why that I shouldn't, but it's just mainly a flaw of myself that I'm trying to work on to the best of my ability. But for the most part, it's just been very difficult, and I'm hitting a rough spot, because I do have stories that I want to share in the world, and I am writing every chance I get. I don't know why it's so hard for me to come up with an idea, but then when I try to sit down and put those ideas into a screenplay, it's just I'm bleeding on the page, or at least that's what it feels like. And it's just so exhausting, because like I do have a good story, and it's like I want to share this, and I want to get it out by Halloween. But it's so freaking exhausting, because I'm looking right now, and I'm booked, like, literally every weekend of October, because this coming weekend, I'm hanging out with a friend, spending time with a friend that I haven't seen in a while. Saturday, I can't get Caden available, because he's busy. Saturday, so, and we have to film this primarily at night, so it would require me spending the night, so that wouldn't work either. And the following weekend, I have a Halloween party with my family, and then that next Saturday, the 24th, is gonna be my 19th birthday, so I'm gonna try and do stuff for that, and it's just... it is just exhausting. And then the following weekend after that is Halloween. So it's either I work and do the film on my birthday, or I either do it on the 30th of October. Those are my only two dates. And even then, no matter when I film it on those two days, I'm going to be rushed, because I'm going to have to, once again, edit and do everything under the gun, and try and get it out on time, which I already initially planned to get it done by mid to late September. Missed that. Tried to get it done by mid-October. It's mid-October right now already, or we're approaching it, which that already alarms me. God, this month's going by very fast. It's just... I don't know, just as you guys can already tell, I got a lot on my mind, and I'm sorry that this episode really didn't go according to plan, as I initially thought that I'd be filming already, so I initially planned for this episode to be talking about what it's like to go back into production after such a long hiatus, but it looks like we're gonna have to switch things up, and I'm sorry that this podcast is gonna be sort of a rant. Really feel like you guys, I really feel like I could be doing a better job to get your guys' attention. I feel bad, don't want to be a waste of anybody's time, but I just thought that you guys should know what's going on in my life as well as my mind right now. So I don't know, all I can really hope is that I push through this and I figure out what to do, because it's honestly just getting to the point where it's hard. There's not a whole lot of people that I know that share similar interests as me. I'm really the only one trying to get this up off the ground at the end of the day. This is me. Mag Films is my channel. Mag Films is my dream. This is my passion. This is what I want my future to be. And if I'm already fearing the worst, that this might not, it might not ever happen, and I hate thinking that, because I just want to keep pushing, and I'm just pushing, and I'm pushing, and I'm pushing, but I always feel like when I'm taking two steps forward, I'm taking two steps back instantly, and it's not fun at all. But the best thing I can hope for is that I can, once again, push through, persevere like I always have, and at the end of the day, just get stuff done, because at the end of the day, I do care what you guys think. I don't care who listens to this podcast, whether this be 10 people, whether this be 100 people, 1,000, I don't care. Even if it's just two of you listening to this episode, the fact that you guys are listening to this and giving me your time and your attention means the world to me. So I hope you guys never forget that, because at the end of the day, that is why I do it, because I want to bring you guys joy. I want to do something to take you out of your day, out of your world, whether it be crappy or what have you. I want to bring you guys joy. That is ultimately what I want to do. I want to entertain and I want to inspire, and that is what I hope to do, and that is what I'm going to keep pushing to do. So as always, sorry for the short episode, guys. That's just the way it's going to go. This has just been something that's on my mind. Next week will be a lot more productive. I'm actually not sure what I'm going to be talking about in my next episode, so we'll probably have to wait. But other than that, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. Like I said before, your guys' attention and your time means the world to me, so I appreciate each and every single one of you. No matter how many of you there are that take your time to listen to this podcast, or check out my videos, or follow me on social media, or whatever, or what have you. Thank you guys so much for the ones who've stuck by me. Those people know who they are. And to any one of you that are listening that I may have disappointed due to me not making any projects, I just want to say I'm sorry. I am trying my hardest. It's just been very difficult at the moment. And I hope to one day just rise to the occasion and just overcome all this, and hopefully I'll be a better filmmaker because of it. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening. Please be sure to like and share this podcast with a friend. And as always, have an amazing day. Thank you so much.